and I'm the office administrator of the New Canadian Center. So these are all effort by the New Canadian Center. So we've been doing this 6 months before, setting up all the vendors from around the world. Those are our clients in the beginning, and some crafts and kids zone. So this is just for the community to try to let them know that we exist. And since newcomers are very vulnerable to the community, so we want to let them know that we are here in town.
I know people from the New Canadian Center, and I'm a new Canadian myself, so I really enjoy putting myself into the whole environment. So I am originally from Mexico, and I've been here since 97. Weather is fantastic, so everybody, I think, is enjoying the day today.
My name is Maria,
and I'm here in the
I love Canada, and
I love their people.
Great success,
and sold over 80
cakes.
You know,
I just grew up here.
Just less than 2 hours. My salsas are all organic. I grow my tomatoes, my tomatillos, and then I make them, and I'm just introducing them to the community as well. And my peppers, I also grow them, and I just do it very locally, to basically for friends, and I decided to introduce them to the community because that's something that I do on the side.
My name is Michael Vander Herberg, and I am the Employment Services Coordinator for the New Canadian Center. But today, my job is to make sure all the vendors are happy. So I get here at 6 in the morning, and I set up all the tables and tents and just arrange all the vendors around the park. Tons of volunteers here, though, that carry all the tables, tons of volunteers that make it happen. So it's a group effort, but we're having a lot of fun. It's just good to see all the international businesses here in town do well, sell out, sell tons of food, make people happy. So it's really good.
My name's Dan Legault, and I work for Chocolate Soul Peterborough. And what we do here is we sell chocolate drink, traditional styles of Mexican chocolate. We sell cacao, chia seeds, coconut oil, agave, and several different things like vanilla pods and things like that. We acquire them because we're a part of Chocolate Soul Toronto, which is chocolatesoultraders.com. And what they do is they've originated this whole concept of bringing chocolate, beans, and all these ingredients up from Mexico. And Michael Sacco, the owner of Choco Soul, is he's a university PhD, and he went down there and learned about chocolate and started developing relationships with these people, with the Mayan culture. And he's decided to bring them up here and start making chocolate. Once he started doing that, he started getting into like how deep that rabbit hole went of like reciprocity with fair trade. But then he realized that it's even better to get into something beyond fair trade, because fair trade is a good standard. You get more money for it as a farmer. But like equal trade, direct trade, like you and I would trade, is what we're all about. Horizontal trade is what he calls it. Now, so that means we go down there, we buy 20 tons of cacao, and the farmers tell us what they want us to pay, and we pay it. And all that money goes back into their community so they can do initiatives and things like that. And it's not like some standardized thing, like I said before. It's the way it's always been, you know? It just so happens that we're using money this time instead of bartering. Today we're just, I made a blue-green algae, it's like a traditional Mayan chocolate drink. It's a blue-green algae, cayenne pepper, maca. There's also, I put a twist on it with a bit of rhubarb. And so that's an interesting chocolate drink. And we put like 14 different kinds of mushrooms in it as well. A big mushroom blend with all these medicinal mushrooms. We're selling lots of chocolate to people and really telling people about the cultural value of chocolate and what it means, not only its history, but like what it can do for communities now. We had to do two markets here on the Wednesday and the Saturday, and I really have a lot of fun doing it.
I'm from Peterborough Partnership Council on Immigrant Integration and a new immigrant myself. So what you see here are Partnership Council booths. We are putting together for the first time a number of fun and interactive educational tools. Our tools are sponsored, I must say, by Ontario Trillium Foundation, so we're very grateful to our sponsor. You see here that we're challenging all visitors to take any of the quizzes. We put together three quizzes, the citizenship test, the Diamond Jubilee of Queen Elizabeth II quiz, and the quiz on the War of 1812. We'll have a draw at the end of the day, and the winner will get gift certificates from downtown immigrant-owned businesses in Peterborough, and I know that winners will love the special food that those restaurants put together. What else? You see that big map over there? It's a world map with magnetic flags. We're also asking visitors to come forward and show us where they're from, their country of origin. So we had, you see, like people from all over Europe, all over the world, from the States, Latin America. We have, you see over there, the map of multicultural organizations in Peterborough. That's another project of Peterborough Partnership Council on Immigrant Integration. This is a way to learn about multicultural groups in Peterborough. There are 40 that we are aware for. Might be more, so we're asking people to step forward, fill in the blanks. There is another early history of immigration challenge over there in that board. People are asked to fill in the blanks and we get the chance to win a prize, in addition also to learn about the history of immigration to Peterborough.
Great.
So we have puzzles for kids too, as you see, and they show old pictures of Peterborough. All pictures are courtesy of Peterborough Museum of Archives, and they're cool. So you have fun, get a prize, and learn a bit about our diverse community. So really been enjoying the day today.
Simeon. Well, we're out here selling some beautiful stuff for the people. Nice dresses, sunglasses, purse, wallets, and so on and so on.
How did you get involved with all this?
Oh, we've been doing it for quite a bit now, probably about 8 years or so. We had a store in the Peterborough Square, and now we're in Belleville in the Bayview Mall, so we come over every year and great, set up out here, and we're here until the music fest and the night, the fireworks and all that. We're going to be out here set up.
My name is Thomas Polyanis. I'm working here today to raise some money for the Greek Orthodox Church of Peterborough.
Great.
To help the Greek community of Peterborough. And of course, we do other things once in a while. We do help other things, local here, Canadians, or whatever we got left. We try to do the best we can to do through the church.
Well, my name is Italia English, and I'm with the Peterborough and District Italian Club. And we have our booth, and today we're selling pasta and sausage on a bun and drinks. Well, I think it's wonderful that Peterborough is celebrating their all the different heritages and cultures in Peterborough. I think it's a wonderful thing. I think it's absolutely wonderful to celebrate the cultures in Peterborough. I think multiculturalism is a great thing. And I'm originally from Sudbury, and years ago I worked one summer with the Multicultural Center in Sudbury, and I had a very good experience then too. Just celebrating all the cultures in Sudbury as well. The Italian Club, actually I'm sort of a new member, but we have a lot of activities throughout the year. We run bus trips to Little Italy. We're on St. Clair, and then we always make a stop at Grande Cheese, a wonderful cheese shop if anybody ever has a chance to go up, and then we might stop at a mall on the way home. We also have, during the year, we have Friday night bingos and bocce ball tournaments, and we had a Mother's Day dinner. We also have a Christmas potluck and just various events throughout the year. Now this year, actually, on November the 10th, we're celebrating our 30th anniversary, and it's going to be a gala dinner, and we would like to do it, we want to contribute to the community, so it's also going to be a fundraiser for the Canadian Mental Health Association, and as well as celebrating our 30th anniversary, we'll be doing a fundraiser for the Canadian Mental Health Association. So just to give back to the community. They've done so much for us. Yes. So it's nice to see the support from the community today as well.